Happy Wednesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I'm hoping you're loving the hat. I'm loving the hat because, as you can probably see, most of my face is shaded. It's hot. Southern California hot. Southern California September hot. We go through this every year. We even talk about it in July. We say we know it's going to be super stupid hot come September. And sure enough, 102, 103 yesterday. I'm getting my steps during lunch, which hit about 745, 746, and it's still like 100 degrees out there. Going to take my break at about 3, which is just about at the height of the heat, 104, whatnot. But anyway, and I remember I bought this hat because I was going somewhere, and it was supposed to be like super hot. Vegas. It was a P-Funk show in Vegas. So I did some severe heat warning temperature preparation, and I bought this hat, and it's been sitting up there. I ain't never wore it. I didn't even wear it in Vegas. Well, I might have put it on, but today, yesterday, I was like, and the older I get, the more I am affected by the sun. It used to be I had a convertible. I used to be able to sit in the sun, just sit and bake like a chicken under the roasting lights, and it wouldn't bother me. But now, shoot, I throw a hat on, start wearing baseball hats. I was like, oh, keep that sun off your face, makes a big difference. But anyway, I cut this on because I felt with my new selfie stick and this and that, I should talk about something profound. Well, not so much that I should talk about something profound, but my lack of saying anything profound. And what do I mean by profound? You know, something relevant, I guess. I mean, I'm making all these videos about making videos. I'm setting this up, setting that up. I like working with the technology. There's no doubt about that. But what am I doing it for? I kind of know in the back of my mind that I'm not doing it in vain. This time that I invest in all my cameras and shooting video and connecting this and connecting that is not only enjoyable, but something will come out of it. I have faith that something will come out of it. And it also sets me up to have the opportunity to say something, should something arise that I want to say. Because basically, I'm not sure if it's the fact that I've come to the realization or understanding or maybe an almost belief that nothing really matters. So it's hard to wake up for me, if not impossible, for me to wake up and comment about another person getting indicted 4 or 5 times a day. Number one, my ego won't allow me to put that much emphasis or focus on another human being. But I don't get it. I mean, actually, I do get it. I do get it. It's human. It's fun. It's entertainment. It provides a sense of community in your little bubble or your social group. If everybody wake up and just jump on Donald Trump and say this and say that, I'm so glad to, you know, he's getting indicted and this and that and this and that. For me, I'm like, what's the point? What's the big deal? What did he do to me? Everything lately for me has come down to how does it affect me? Why do I care? And because basically I'm going to do what I want to do anyway. Either that or I'm going to figure out a way to do it. But in saying that, again, I've said this many times before, I'm not telling anybody to stop doing what they're doing. Okay, I forgot where I left off, but I'm going to start up with, I would never tell anybody to stop doing what they're doing. I would never tell anybody to stop doing what they're doing. They have a passion for it, even if they don't have a passion for it. I would never stop telling them to do that. Now, I'm going to question why they're doing it, and I would like a logical explanation, or just not even logical, just an explanation to know why they're doing it. Like, I might not agree with why you're doing it. I may not understand why you're doing it. I may think why you're doing it is not going to help you accomplish the goal that you set out to do, but that's on you. Because like back when I was into the atheism thing, when no one around me was talking about not believing in God, I saw no one around me not talking about believing in God. I knew I had to get out there. When I got my first website, I knew I had to be out there. I knew I had to come out first, or come out. Because I'm sure I was like, I know people around me, a lot of people around me don't believe in God, but they're just not saying nothing. And then I found that to be a trend since then, and maybe even before then, but I just really recognized it late, you know, a few years after that, that a lot of times I'll have a feeling or inkling or something will bug me, and then months or maybe a year or so, or time, you know, time will go by later where everybody else felt the same. And now I'm just at a place of confidence to where I can just say anything I want. I feel confident and relaxed enough and free enough to say anything I want anytime, whether it makes sense or not. And that's probably another reason why I make the videos I make. I always want, and I said this years, decades ago, I always want to retain the capability or the space to be silly. I wasn't going to say stupid, but I don't like that word. Or to be silly and to be wrong. I always wanted to maintain that space, to have the freedom and the space to do that. Not to be squeezed into a box or have an expectation put on me to where I just couldn't say something completely off the wall. And I know for a fact that I've maintained that deliberately on my website and in my social media presence. Every now and then I just put something nonsensical on there. But even in that nonsensical, there's a deep underlying, there's an underlying meaning. Because I just don't do nothing for nothing, no reason. There's always a reason. But anyway, so I was into the atheism thing. I had a passion for it, you know, and it got me motivated. I was out, you know, I went to a couple marches. I joined in organizations. You know, I was active. And, you know, not to tell the story again, very quite possible I put the first atheist video on YouTube and started a revolution there. But anyway, and also I was involved with the Occupy thing. And I admit, though I wasn't trying to exploit them, that was more of an opportunity to see what's going on and just be a part of something that big or whatever that was, just to be a part of something. And it definitely was. So I would never tell anybody, you know, not to do, wake up every morning, do your 10, 11 tweets or messages, posts about how much you can't stand Donald Trump and how happy you are he's getting indicted. You know, I just don't get it. Like I said, I can't put that much focus on anybody else other than me, especially if I don't see a direct connection or direct influence on my life or impact on my life. Because it kind of really don't matter who the president is. I believe in the legislation and the system of government we have to at least, at the worst, or, you know, to be so, I don't want to use the word inefficient, but nothing's going to change fast in government. Nothing's going to flip really fast. There's a lot of negotiation. Not even negotiation. There's a lot of impediments and bureaucracy. I don't really don't want to use the word bureaucracy, but there's a lot of things in place to keep what we have established. It'll take a very long time for any changes, you know. But saying that, if something was to come up that I felt passionate about, I'd be all on it. I'd be all on it. If something came up that, you know, I'm all on it. Like, the drum machine doing P-Funk shows. That triggers me. Not triggers. I guess trigger can be the word. But that excites me to comment on it. That's about the only thing I got right now. I'm not worried about who the president is. I'm not worried about racism. I'm not worried about bigots or this or that. So lately, all my videos have been about me. And in saying that, I was thinking that this morning before I was making this video, to say something like, basically, I wish that other people would do that too. Stop commenting on Donald Trump, this or that. Comment on how you are affected, or what impact it has on you, or and I'm not saying change or stop doing what you're doing. I'm just saying it would be more interesting to me to understand why you are so paying so much attention to this man or to this situation. I mean, that's all I want to know. I don't get it. It don't affect me. And you may say, well, just because it doesn't affect you doesn't mean it doesn't affect a lot of people. And I agree. But that's their problem. And I say that, you know, jokingly, but basically that's their problem. I'm not going to have a war on faith. I'm going to say, okay, racism is this, racism is this, racism is that. I've never seen racism. There's a good chance that I've never experienced any racism. So you want me to go to war for you based on what? Faith? Faith that this exists? Or you say, oh, look at this, look at that, look at this. Which, and the way the media is pimping racism right now, it's hard to tell without data. And people ain't going to look at the data and statistics. Forget that. They just going to see what's on the news. And the only thing the news is going to put on is when a white person kills a black person. They ain't going to put on when a black person kills anybody. You won't see it. In the national news, you won't see it. You may see it at the local level, but on the national news, you won't see a black person killing anybody else. In Chicago, I'm hearing, and I'm talking about, I'm pretty sure what I'm saying is accurate, but I'm just going to go act like it's pure speculation. We kill black people, killing black people by the dozens every week. You don't hear nothing about that. But let one in a million chance that where a white person kills a black person, it's going to be all over the news. And that's what I call pimping racism. I get it, people. It had me for a little while. You know, I was into it. The whole George Floyd, going back to Trayvon Martin. Hell, even back to Rodney King. And then I got to the point where, hey, I heard this song before. Hey, I mean, I tuned in to CNN to watch the riots, literally, to watch the riots or the protests. Because they pimped it to us. They had it on primetime TV. It was interesting. I'm human. But do I really care about it? I did. And when I did, I made videos. And I voiced my opinion. And I hope that my opinion that I voiced, and I can go back and look, comes from how this affects me directly. And not how I'm jumping on a bandwagon where people telling me that Donald Trump is this, Donald Trump did that, when I actually don't know what he did or didn't do. Number one, you don't know what he did or didn't do. You just know what you want to believe. Because you're not getting your information firsthand. You don't trust the news, but you trust the news that you want to trust. You trust the news that supports your belief or your ideology. That part you trust. And that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm talking about. So I cut this on to say something profound or this or that or insightful or philosophical or quote unquote deep and about what's going on today. I'm over it. I'm over it. I mean, I'm just going to do me. I'm just out here doing me. Going to see granddaughter, going to the zoo, peep on. Pittsburgh Steelers game's coming up. Working, staying in shape, keeping my weight down. Living my life. I'm not worried about what Donald Trump doing. And to put it bluntly, and see, I had to pause this because, you know, I am influenced and I am programmed and I am, and before I even just, you know, blurted this out, I had to stop and think, I don't really care what happens about abortion. I don't, because it doesn't affect me. I got a vasectomy, so it doesn't affect me. Now, it could, and then when it does, I'll advocate for it. But I mean, I could care less about this, Supreme Courts and this and that. I have enough faith in the system that has enough bureaucracy and stops and precautions and limits that where nothing crazy is going to happen too fast. And no matter what the media tells you, no matter what they want to scare you with, I don't think it can happen. And that's all I'm saying. I just don't think it can happen. But, and even if it did, I would still do what I wanted to. Like I said, until I see something that directly affects me, that I can directly go out, advocate against, touch, or petition against, or solicit, and I'm not talking about in a demonstration type group way. I'm talking about where I can actually call a phone number and say, hey, talk to somebody directly, email or whatever, and say, hey, this ain't right. And I guess I've learned to live my life where I evolved to a point to where I don't look to other people. I'm thinking too, at the P-Bunk show or wherever I go out socially, people ask you for stuff. You know, people ask you to do stuff. Could you do this? Could you do that? You know, I don't do that. I don't ask people for stuff. I just don't. And they expect you to do it because you ask. Because they said, please. Because they're, can you move over and let me in? No, I can't. I got here 2 hours before the show. I paid money months ago. I've been looking forward to standing right here. Not to have you pull up on a humbug and have me move off my spot. No. There's room over there. Go someplace else. And when they ask you, and I look at them like they're crazy, they feel offended. And they want to lash out. They feel like I offended them or disrespected them. And that's just not... It's like you, if you're asking, that means obviously I can say no. And I say no, then they feel offended and they are calling you and say, oh, I would have did this for you. But see, I don't ask people to do that. I very rarely ask anybody to do anything for me. And if they do, I present them a package of compensation to where it's a barter or at least some kind of conversation to where it's a win-win, where they get something out of it. Like me, I'm like, oh, could you sit over here? Could you give up your window seat and sit over here so that we can sit together? No. No. And I just don't ask people that. Very, very rarely. And if I do ask them that, and they tell me no, I just keep going. They have the right to tell me no. Not sure why I went down that road, but I guess I'm talking about my independence. How I maybe even be conservative, independent, to where I just don't want to be involved with too many people. I love people. Y'all see me when I go out. I love y'all. I be out. I like to have acquaintances. Not friends. Friends imply, if not are, or definitely directly mean, obligation. To me, friends mean obligation and responsibility. I don't want none of that. And not only that, I don't want nobody feeling responsible for me. I don't want nobody calling and checking up on me. Are you okay? Are you doing this? I don't want it. I just don't. If I need it, I got people I can reach out to. And they know, and then they'll know that when I reach out, it's serious, because he don't do that. Now, I ain't reaching out every 5 minutes saying, pray for me, pray for that. And I see the whole prayer thing. I get it. Even though I'm atheist, I think, you know, there is no God. I don't think God, you pray to God, that God does anything. Because number one, God is all knowing and all powerful. So whatever situation you in it because he wants you in it. And I really don't understand what you're praying to God for. I really don't. You're praying to change God's mind. I made that video years ago, probably over a decade ago. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But I do understand that faith works and that praying, humans praying, getting together, may, I believe it helps. I probably can't scientifically say why. I probably can't, quote unquote, prove it. But I believe that it could be just a simple fact that you know a lot of people are giving you attention and, quote unquote, praying for you and wishing you well can change your brain chemistry and the dopamines and serotonins, and at the least, make you feel better. Faith will make you feel better. You know, if you have faith in God and you have faith that a lot of people are praying for you, it's going to make you feel better, you know? And if you feel better, more than likely you'll heal better, you'll heal quicker, you'll be more healthy, you'll be a better functioning human being. Faith, I think faith makes you a better functioning human being. But it's faith, it's not God. It's earth-based. Is that doggone squirrel? They ain't got rid of that squirrel yet. Somebody moved up to the middle. Well, they look like they're cleaning this stuff up now in this house. I ain't gonna be able to find all this. Looks like they're cleaning it up. They're getting it all squared away. So I'm not sure what I'm talking about, where I'm going down this road, but it feels good to go down here. My independence and people and social interaction, social media, being part of the group, and one of the biggest things that may or may not bug me is how so many black people want to be on the, yeah, whitey's racist bandwagon. Oh yeah, white people keep white this, white that, white this. And I'm thinking there's people so far up the socioeconomic ladder that they ain't seen racism in decades, even if they seen it then. Even if they seen it then, they ain't, you know, but they can't say that. They gotta, oh no, to be black, you gotta say you a victim. To be black, oh yeah, racism exists. Oh yeah, slavery, terrible. Oh my God. And I'll bring this up, it's bugging me. I might have to go get turned on for this. I was watching Jack Ryan, and I told this story before, I'm gonna tell it again. I was watching Jack Ryan, his boss, a black female, was demoted. You know, towards the end of the show, I mean, towards the middle of the season, and of course, at the end of the season, I turned around and found out she was right, and she was promoted to director or whatever. Of course, she was black female, from the director of the FBI or something like that. And then she was going to meet the president. They were setting it up, you know, the president wants to see you. And before she went in there, I knew that the president wasn't going to be a white male. I knew the president was not going to be a white male. I'm watching, because just the way the DEI, the inclusion, is absurd, it's ridiculous. It's superficial. It's patronizing. I'm watching Lincoln Lawyer. And it's very good. Lincoln Lawyer is very good. But every character, every subplot character is black. Every single one of them is like black or a female. Every subplot character, except for, as always, the villains. I mean, the detectives, the judge, and not only is the judge black, a black male in the trial in season one, he's gay. it almost pushed me to stop watching it. That part just almost really pushed me. And then his driver, is a black female, and she's gay. It's too much. It's just too much. I get their intention, but I don't think this is the way to do it. I really don't. Because I was watching a podcast the other day, and it kind of go along with what I've been saying. It's not race, it's class. Now all of a sudden, any immigrant that comes over here who is brown skin can jump on the I'm oppressed bandwagon, can jump on the racism bandwagon. So that means a quote unquote black person from Burma or whatever, a black person from Africa or whatever, come over here with $1 million bank account and still scream racism and still say, oh, and get benefits and this and that. It's no longer based on socioeconomic class. It's just based on skin color. And that's unfair. It's unrealistic. You know, ain't no such thing as fair or not fair. It just is. It's just unrealistic. I don't see how it could be productive. If you take out the economics out of it and just base it, place it solely on skin color. I see a black man come over here, a millionaire. All of a sudden, he black. So he gets benefits for white man racism, and he'll be looked at that way, or that's the way we go on, white guilt and all that. That stuff is very on the edge of triggering me into action. But I mean, again, it don't affect me. I'm out here doing what I want to do, going places I want to go, been all around the world. And I'll tell you something else that I realized. I tell you this, black people are looked at as gods. Black Americans are looked at as godlike, almost. See, you made me jump when I saw that squirrel again. That dead squirrel been there for months. Black people are looked at almost godlike when you leave the country. China, it was ridiculous. They almost like worshipped us. Everywhere I go. Even in California, it's like, but it's in a more patronizing way in California. And I realize too, I'm rambling now, that I appreciate you. You know, I say I appreciate you. It sounds condescending to me. It sounds like they got to tell me they appreciate me. I don't care if you appreciate me. I don't need to hear that. You know, I don't care if you appreciate me or not. Guess what? I appreciate me. So I really don't care. And it sounds patronizing. So I was thinking that's why I don't particularly like and not like that. So while I was walking, I saw a crazy person. All of a sudden they disappeared. Looked like they disappeared in somebody's yard. I'm like, whoop, where'd they go? I ain't wanting to walk by them and jump out. It scared me. But anyway, I forgot what I was saying. But the diversity thing on TV is absurd. I'm watching Lincoln Lawyer. Everybody's black or gay or female. And all the bad people are white males. And I don't think that's the way to handle it. I understand. I believe what you're trying to correct, but I don't think that's the way to handle it. What else was I saying? I forgot. Well, I wonder if this is profound. Was it profound? Or am I? No, I'm definitely not just rambling, because I know I said some things that I wanted to get down in the digital. Can't think of too much else right now. Steelers. Season start. I'm excited about it. I know it's a long season. I know there'll be ups and downs. I've done this too many times. I know that, you know, this ain't the 72 Miami Dolphins that went undefeated. You can't win them all. You know, you can't win them all. or should I say, the majority of the champions that I've witnessed in across sports were pushed to the brink of elimination or not being the champion. They had to pull out some extraordinary, even the Patriots, you know. It's just not, you don't have that complete and total domination in sports. It's too much parity. So I'm looking forward to the ups and downs of the Steelers season. You know, if we come out and we lose our first game, it could be a wake-up call early in the season. We understand that. You know, things need to be fixed. If things are going too good, you might not get to see or notice what needs to be fixed. So, I'm just excited, feeling good. My weight is down. Did I say that already? Especially after what I did in Ohio these last couple weeks. And what I'm doing now, I'm definitely slipping off of my diet regimen. But I think I got maybe 40 plus straight days. I'm getting my at least 10,000 steps in. I think that's helping. Blood pressure was up for a little bit. Seemed like it. I checked it the other day. It's coming down. It's coming down. So, what can I say? What can I say? What is there to say? It's all about self. It's all about how I feel. Things that trigger me, the reactions that provoke me into action. Things that motivate me. Me. And it sounds, we've been programmed through life not to talk that way. But I think we're avoiding the truth if we don't recognize how much of what we do and what we are is based on what we want, regardless if it seems benevolent or if we're doing it for somebody else. A person wants to be a priest, and a person becomes a priest and helps others because they want to. That's what they want to do. They're not doing it for other people. They're doing it because something inside them motivates them to be that. So it's almost like they're fulfilling their needs, their wants, their desires. And their needs, wants, and desires is to facilitate others. There's probably a few people who, you know, took on a role that they completely faked it, I'm sure. But for the most part, we evolve into what we want to be. Hopefully. As I was saying, I don't think there's nothing greater than a human being evolving into that which they truly desire to be. I don't think there's anything greater in the universe. And for somebody to help you get that, to assist you in becoming that, there may be nothing higher. Birds. And birds that flying at me, that noise. Those are swoopers. They'll dive bomb you. They attack you. I mean, I guess you got to be messing with them or something. They will attack you. Anyhow, swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the fun, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this, or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be, a totality of it all, a theory of universe, a hypothesis of all is one. My name is Jeffrey.